Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Like to tell you, along with Charlie Long and Steve Geller, joins us for our triple option feature. Steven, you first.
Guys, I'm going to go with a game that's coming up pretty darn soon. 6 o'clock tip off over on the Bet 92.9 FM and 1350 AM. LSU men's basketball desperately searching for that first SEC victory. They handled non-conference play pretty well, guys, but they've fallen flat once conference play has started, once Deedon Thomas Jr. got injured, and the Tigers now 0-3 in SEC play right now. And I got to say, Matt McMahon's got to be feeling a little bit of the heat. He's in year four at LSU without having coached in the NCAA tournament. The loser in this game against tonight versus Kentucky, they're going to be in trouble. Mid-January game between teams with losing conference records. This one, it just feels important this evening, and curious to see if the Tigers can at least get one in the win column here in SEC play, because things are not going to get much easier after, I think, this weekend. They have another favorable matchup, but after that, you know, the SEC play is tough, and I don't know where this Tiger team is going to end up right now.
Yeah, I heard Virg Osbury in a TV interview he did in Baton Rouge say, we'll evaluate that at the end of the year. Man, that better win.
You never want to hear that.
No, when the boss man tell you that, you're in a little bit of trouble. He got to win, and you can't build your team around one guy. And that's what it looks as though. Yep. Coach McMahon tried to do, and then you have the injury to Deedon, and it hasn't been the same. And, man, he's one hell of a player, though. He is one terrific basketball player. But, again, you can't build a basketball team around one guy, and it looks as though since his injury that they have really fallen back. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with something that I know Steve and I are going to talk about later on. Aaron Schatz for ESPN released his rookie class rankings from 1 through 32. And standing at number one, the New Orleans Saints for their 2025 draft class. Schatz obviously highlights Tyler Shuck, rookie quarterback, but also left tackle of the future, Kelvin Banks. And then he also brings up Ben Solak's article that came out a couple weeks back, talking about the all-rookie team, where Solak had highlighted Quincy Riley, the cornerback, and Jonas Sanker, the safety, as being some of the best of their positions as rookies in the entire NFL. So a very, very strong class. He has them ranked at number one, ahead of the Cleveland Browns at number two, and then a little bit further down the list, the New York Giants at number three. So I thought that was something worth kind of bringing up. Steve and I will talk about it later in the second half of Sports Talk.
The other thing, too, is in not a lot of playing time, how good Danny Stutzman looked at linebacker. Now, I really think his best spot is really where DeMario plays. But, you know, you kind of got to use him, you know, where there's an opening. And I'm interested in this development. Right before the trade deadline, the Saints had interest in Quay Walker, who was the edge guy from Georgia, who was a first-round pick of the Packers, and they didn't deal him off. They kept him, and, you know, you think about they had Micah Parsons healthy back then, and they didn't deal him off. Now he's out on the open market. Would the Saints have an interest in Quay Walker come free agency time? His game has changed a little bit from how I watched him at Georgia and what he's doing in the NFL. So he has shown some versatility there, because at Georgia, he was an edge guy. Rush the quarterback, Quay. Go after him. And now you watch him with Green Bay, he's playing a little bit different position there. So that's a name to keep in mind. I know everybody, Romeo Doubs. They talk so much about him, you know, during the game, and he had a big game against the Bears. And I said, I guarantee you, they don't have people write 5,000 articles about Doubs. Sure enough, man, Monday, I think I saw five different writers. And listen, you're looking for content. I get it. And all was about Doubs. But watch for Quay Walker, because he is a guy that people in their scouting department really liked when he came out of University of Georgia. And he's had a solid NFL career with the Packers playing linebacker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,